Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is exclusive reveal time. That means don't share. Just keep them to yourself. And I'll tell you, I think this first one, it's going to do one for each month. I think there's 60-something in this one. And, you know, I go through the reveals, and I think, oh, I'm going to make that just for the podcast, and this one's going to be for the site, and it's a very detailed thing, and sometimes I'll look at it. I try and do it the night before just to pick which ones I'm going to do, and there's some that I'm looking at it after I've looked at a couple hundred, and I go, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And then the next day I read it, and I go, no, that's not going to happen. But it could happen on here. So let's see, starting with, if you want to follow along at home, July 1st, number one. As this ruling party celebrates its anniversary, it should be noted that its founding member slash dictator held dance competitions in which he would select way underage girls as the winner to sexually service him. This went on into his 60s and 70s. And this is Mao Zedong. And let's see. July 1st, number four. I previously wrote about this sister wife type show reality star who was trying to do porn. Apparently, he has set up an OnlyFans account where he's selling porn of women he has recorded over the years. They have no idea they are on the site. And it is a Dmitry Snowden of Seeking Sister Wife. And since then, in July, I think that there has been, it wasn't up for very long. I think by the third week of July, it was down. I think that's why Ashley left him. Besides all the cheating and everything. Oh, let's see. I got into that show for a while, and then I was just, this is nuts. July 1st, number 8. This A-plus list mostly movie actor had a massive blowout argument with his long time mentor. This would be the biggest split of all time, and it's Tom Cruise and David Miscavige. They don't spend very much time together now because of that. So, will Tom Cruise ever leave Scientology? No. But, I tell you what, if any time was the time, I think that maybe, finally, after Top Gun and stuff comes out, and Mission Impossible, it could happen. Doesn't mean I'm going to like him, though. Let's see. Let's do July 1st, number 11. There are many different nights in the history of this venue, which is Studio 54, that I have written about in this space before. They are generally the same. Famous person gets wasted on drugs, and then famous person has sex upstairs in the cheap seats, all while looking fabulous. This is different, though. Oh, sure, there's still sex, and there are way more drugs used than anyone thought possible. It has a twist, though. First, it involves someone who has never been a blind before. Paloma Picasso. Illiterate, offspring of a permanent A-plus lister in their corner of the world, Pablo Picasso. It all started because of a fight this A-plus list celebrity, Andy Warhol, got into with this A-list author, Truman Capote. Even though they hung out together frequently, they also hated each other a lot of the time. Drugs compounded that. One night, things came to a head, and Andy decided he wanted to teach Truman a lesson. Call in Paloma. Torturing people was kind of her thing. You wouldn't know it from looking at her now or what she does for a living, but back then, if you wanted a rough night of pain combined with your sex and drugs, she was the one you hooked up with. Plus, she was in demand whether someone was straight or gay. So Paloma forced Truman to consume a huge amount of drugs mixed with booze and then would hit him and slap him and force him to do things to people that he didn't want to do. This went on for hours until Andy realized that Truman might actually end up dead from all of it and asked Paloma to stop. Truman ended up in the hospital for nearly a month, but rarely fought with Andy again. July 2nd, number 5. With her older daughter not taking to yachting, like the former sugar baby turned reality star, she's now pushing it on her younger daughter to take up the family business. I'm talking about Kim Zolciak Bierman and Ariana Bierman and Brielle Bierman. July 5th, number 14. And by the way, there's some reader blinds too, but I don't have any in this. I'll probably do a separate episode on reader blinds I want to give you. I just have to decide which ones I'm going to put on the site. and which ones are for you. So July 5th, number 14. When there's no money but only revenge, we see what happens with celebrity hits. The child molesting slash rapist slash rapper slash snitch is still alive despite multiple people saying they were going to take him out. There was no money, though. This time it's different. Apparently, there are a dozen people who've already chipped in to pay for someone to kill this former A-plus list mostly television actor who sucked at movies. The problem that they're facing is finding someone to carry out the hit. There's at least one victim who said she would do it, but she's being talked out of it. There's a lot of momentum, especially with him talking about new projects and possibly being paid seven figures for books and interviews. I'm talking about Tekashi and also Bill Cosby. I hope that he never returns to the stage. July 6th, number one. I really didn't think someone could have their nose any further up a butt than Harvey Levin does with the Kardashians. I could be wrong. Between the celebrity CEO and the wealthy farmer, it is a contest to see who can get deeper up the leader of this massive Asian country. Oh, and the celebrity CEO has taken his media coverage to a new level in that country. He throws massive parties filled with booze and escorts for journalists who love to write nice things about him. It also doesn't hurt they've been ordered to by their bosses. And I'm talking about Elon Musk and Bill Gates and the Chinese president. And as we discovered this week, or in the past week, Elon, according to Grimes, is going to get kicked out of the country Tesla is. And then today we had the Chinese Communist Party basically trashing Tesla. So, we shall see. July 6th, number 14. For the longest time, celebrities and singers have lined up to get checks from dictators who are horrible people. Whether it's the one named permanent A-list singer, Beyonce, who performed for the offspring of that Arab leader, Muammar Gaddafi, who was murdered, or the leader himself who paid to have this permanent A-list singer group and solo, Lionel Richie, perform for him. It's kind of funny that one of his offspring, Sophia Richie, yachted with some of the same people even before she turned 18. Anyway, there's one leader, well, I'll never be able to pronounce it, but the president of Kazakhstan, who once paid several million to have the former A-plus list rapper perform, Kanye West, and then wanted his life forever memorialized, so has gone to the former A-plus list mostly movie director, Oliver Stone, who now makes his living making fluff films for dictators. He gets a minimum of 20 million and also at least a dozen women who are his personal sex toys while he's filming. Dictators love his work so much that he has a waiting list of 3 years before he has a fluff opening. July 7th, number 5. This former A-plus list tweener actress turned A-minus list adult singer got turned down by a woman this weekend and then made the woman feel really awful about it. And that is Miley Cyrus. July 7th, number 6. You mean a show that was cast almost in its entirety based on the casting couch and where partying was encouraged sucks and is going to be canceled right away? Who would have thought that was possible? Gossip Girl. On July 7th, number 9. While filming overseas, this A-minus list actress slash offspring berated a production assistant for bringing the actress a snack with carbs in it. You would have thought it was a life-threatening poison by the reaction. That is Kate Hudson. July 8th, number 1. It was a handy excuse to have a death in the family, but there would have been a baby with colic or jaundice if there wasn't a death. You can't control someone if they're not there. Not a good look for the ginger one. He has no mind of his own. And that is obviously Prince Harry. July 8th, number 3. Call me shocked to discover that this one-named DJ who is racist and has a series of sexual assaults in his history is being sued for one of them. He won't care. No one will ever stop working with him. And that is Diplo. And, you know, he's got that channel on Sirius, and I keep thinking, it just is not catching anybody's attention for whatever reason. July 8th, number 4. I'm surprised the police didn't come out to their house last night. This former A-plus list rapper found out her husband was cheating on her again. And there is supposedly a sex tape, which is not what the rapper would have expected. She went after him hard last night. And that is Cardi B and Offset. July 8th, number 5. While her sibling is a mess, this A-minus slash B-plus list celebrity offspring of at least one permanent A-lister does as she is told by her parents, even when it looks so fake from the outside. And I'm talking about Kaia Gerber Her brother Presley's a bit of a mess. And of course, Cindy Crawford is a permanent A-lister. The next one is July 8th, number 9. This A-list dual threat actor, who no one really likes and has a predator for a best friend and a fraudster for a wife, used a homophobic slur against someone again this past week. And that is Alec Baldwin. It's amazing that that was the, you know, thing. And then, I mean, Rust was just, didn't even know at that time that that was going to happen. Which just shows he's always been a pain. On July 9th, number 2. Another Alec one. This B-plus list celebrity slash fraudster, who is only famous because of who she married, somehow, for whatever reason, said that her fraud is the equivalent of a trans youth committing suicide. That's Hillary Baldwin. Really? Come on. July 9th, number 3. The online slash television tabloid just continues firing on zero cylinders. With one executive being fired for horrible behavior, they have decided to make it old home week by hiring the same person who left the company before, after being accused of plying her employees with drugs and alcohol and then having sex with them. Eventually, someone will take notice of all these blinds and swoop in and report exactly what I've been saying for a long time. And that's TMZ. July 9th, number 6. Speaking of hockey players, everyone assumes this player from the winning team was drunk. More likely coke, because that's what he loves. Nikita Kucherov of the Tampa Bay Lightning. July 9th, number 11. This perv producer of children's television hated having any people of color on his shows. It wouldn't shock me if he was part of the whole smear campaign against an actress. That's Dan Schneider and Lacey Mosley and iCarly. July 10th, number 1. Don't let one date fool you. The foreign-born one named A-plus list singer slash rapper still likes them very young. He just thinks that if he has a shot at an NBA offspring, then he needs to find the woman who can do that for him. There would be money involved. And that is Drake and Johanna Leia. And of course, that has now ended. July 10th, number 2. This one is where I take my life into my own hands. I know the mogul likes to stay young by taking his yacht overseas and doing damage to the young men he finds along the way. But he's getting a ton of pushback from guys when he tries that here. Long gone are the days when he can just throw his name around and make people panic into taking his money. There were some really ugly incidents earlier this spring that have him unwelcome and unwanted here. Even his longtime boyfriend from several years ago has spoken out against the mogul and what has been happening. And that's David Geffen and Jeremy Lingvall. If you don't hear from me tomorrow, now you know why. Let's see. July 10th, number 7. Remember last year when things got messy between this married A-minus list actress slash host and her longtime secret lover? He went public and exposed the marriage for what it is, a whole lot of smoke and mirrors. Because of that, the actress and her higher-on-the-list husband made a deal with a couple that had been threatening to expose even more sordid details. Our acting couple didn't want to make the deal because they had already been scammed for nearly 7 figures, but wanted no more details of their lives to leak. So you have Jada Pinkett Smith, and then you had August Alsina, who was the guy before, and then Will Smith, and then Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell were the ones that they had to make the deal with. July 11th, number 4. This A-list mostly movie actor, with the name so famous he had to add a little bit extra, is currently sleeping with several women, none of whom are known by his supposed girlfriend. And that's Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. I'm shocked that they're still going. I really am. But good for them. July... If you had asked me in July, I would have said no. Especially with all the cheating. Oh, this is another one that there was no way I was going to post this. So you guys get a good one. This actress was A-plus list as a child and then slowly went downhill. If she decided to act right now, she would be B-minus list, although she still has A-plus list name recognition. All of you know her. She comes from an acting family and is remarkably wealthy because of her acting in various businesses. a lot of shell companies dealing with her real estate. In an area where she and her family members diverge in terms of investing is that her former actress believes in investing overseas in little-known companies. Now, one of those companies is a front for mafia ties. Do I know if she knows that? No, I don't. I just know about the company and that she's an investor. And her actress made tens of millions of dollars over the past 15 years or so investing in companies that were farming and manufacturing heroin in Afghanistan. Now, that looks to be over for the actress, and she never even had a hint of getting busted for her participation, which leads me to believe that she probably didn't know what the company was doing. But that's Mary-Kate Olsen. July 13th, number 5. This part-time reality star who only dates barely legal women showed friends naked photos of the A-plus list TikTok star who was barely out of her teens. He calls them his retirement account. And then it's Scott Disick and Addison Rae. July 13th. By the way, all the TikTok answers when it's a woman are not Addison Rae. And she's a former, pretty much. So, just letting you know. What did I say? July 13th, number 7. But speaking of that A-plus list TikTok star mentioned previously, this former A-plus list mostly movie actor who's been out of work for nearly a decade hit on her hard and offered a bunch of money for some alone time with her. Now, she said no. But that's Addison Rae and Mel Gibson. July 14th, number 2. The momager is pushing for an offspring to commit to a fake relationship with her ex, just to bring back the only spinoff of their franchise that had any success. And that's Kris Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, and Lamar Odom. It wouldn't have been funny if they had, and then she would have been with him, or at least pretending to be, and the whole Tristan Thompson thing would have made a difference. July 14th, number 3. This one is interesting. And For the reveals on reveal day, I generally like to keep it just the big blinds, the ones that are 10:10 in the morning, unless there's something in a short one that's really good, and then I'll combine it with something like the Met Gala. That was one of my favorites, was the Rihanna, "You still coming in 30 seconds, baby?" And I wanted to reveal that, and it's a small one, so then I found some other ones for the Met Gala. And the same with Emmys, that there was one Emmy one that I really wanted to do, the Sarah Jessica Parker one. So then I found some small ones from the Emmys to go with it. But anyway, here's a small one that I thought about doing. This former victim turned procurer slash enabler with the many different names has something worth selling. She has a sex tape with herself, the pedophile, and the significant other of a news anchor. Now, does that also mean that she is the caretaker of the thousands of other recordings and photos? And we don't know. Because remember, Adrian Ross supposedly has them, or did, or took them out. But anyway, the former victim turned procurer with the multiple names is Sarah Kellen. Then you have Jeffrey Epstein. And then you have Christina Cuomo, who is the wife of Chris Cuomo. So if you don't remember, Christina Cuomo is in Epstein's address book. So, July 14th, number 4. This foreign-born A-list model slash beard slash girlfriend for hire has a price. She isn't going to offer discounts in exchange for free clothes or shoes. The former A-plus list rapper thought his name would be enough for her. It wasn't. And that's Irina Shayk and Kanye West. And I think Kanye goes back to Amber Rose was perfectly willing just to be with him for publicity. That was fine. She didn't need cash or anything like that. She was just becoming more famous because of him. And I think then with Kim, obviously he didn't have to give her any money. And with Irina, she's used to big, big, big dollars from people who actually have money. And then he tried it with, I always get her name wrong, Venetria. And she's like, I want some money. And also, you're kind of strange. So then he had the audition with Julia Fox this last week. That didn't work. Again, because she wants money. So, anyway, we shall see how that progresses. July 15th, number 9. So, as it says, a follow-up to the former wrestler slash porn star from last week. And that one was revealed on reveal day. Apparently, she tried to extort her ex for nearly $1 million. And she's fraudulently taken tens of thousands of dollars from her fans for merchandise and other things they'll never get. And that's Paige. And she tried to extort her ex, Alberto Del Rio. July 16th. I was expecting like some pushback on that one. The big one about that. Didn't get any. July 16th, number 8. A person looking to cash in on the anniversary of the death of this foreign-born former A-list singer is also the one who was stealing money from the singer when the singer was alive and also sleeping with the husband of the singer. And that's Catriona Gourlay, Amy Winehouse, and Blake Fiedler. Fiedler Civil. July 17th, number 5. This company run by the wealthy guy who wants to go to space is secretly trying to buy the grocery store chain that loves selling a nicknamed wine for cheap. And that's Jeff Bezos and Trader Joe's. And the wine, $2 chuck, although it's more than $2 now. July 17th, number 6, the three named A-list actress has two trailers on the set of her latest project. She was talked down from three. And that is Sarah Jessica Parker. July 18th, number 2. This foreign-born A-list mostly movie actress who is an Oscar winner slash nominee has been hooking up with this married royal from a tiny, tiny country. And that is Marion Cotillard and Prince Albert. Since then, in July, and that was accurate in July, he has moved on to, you know, Sharon Stone is waiting in the wings. July 19th, number 3. This foreign-born reality star is probably B-plus list. We've seen her grow up from a baby and has been in the public eye her entire life. She's being cheated on by her money-grubbing significant other. And that's Bindi Irwin. let's see, July 19th, number 4. This is also one that I thought about revealing, but I already had a Millie Bobby Brown one in there, so I chose not to. You should ask the parents of this family of actresses how their oldest, but lesser-known foreign-born actress daughter booked her first gig when she was barely a teen. Her audition was a 4-minute video of sucking a lollipop. The permanent A-list, mostly television actor star of the show still talks about it today. And that is Paige Brown and Ted Danson. And I believe the show was Help Me Help You. So that's July 19th, number 4. July 19th, number 11. It was a planned stunt for publicity when the A-plus list porn star got kicked out of a conservative event. She registered under her porn star name and posted constantly on her large social media account that she was attending. She planned to draw attention to herself so the event organizers would kick her out, given their political leanings and many underage teens in attendance. The porn star is already selling t-shirts. And that is Brandy Love and the Turning Point USA conference. See, that was July 19th, number 11. So now go to July 20th, number 1, the publication date for that upcoming book, written by the ginger-haired one, is designed to exploit the 25th anniversary of his mom's death. He always needs to leech off someone else, and that is Prince Harry. July 20th, number 6. Back in the day, this permanent A-list actress had a fling with an offspring of this former A++ lister. She doesn't like to discuss it. That's Julia Roberts and JFK Jr. Perhaps she knows if he's alive. July 20th, number 7. Without the actual video, no one will hear in open court that the rapper turned turncoat was filmed beating a girl who was super young for not giving oral sex to he and his friends. And again, it's Tekashi. This guy doesn't change. Goodness, I got to... Oh, okay. It's like, I don't know this one and read it again. Yes, I do. You'd be surprised. With hundreds and hundreds, sometimes I can't find the answer or I find half of it. So there's a lot of searching through emails and texts and stuff. this married foreign-born A-list mostly movie actress who is an Oscar winner slash nominee, not named any kind of Kate slash Kate, says this foreign-born media mogul from the same country as her actress asked to touch her breast. When she said no, he offered $250,000. She said yes. And that's Margot Robbie. You know, okay. You know, I let guys do it in the movies and 250K, sure. July 21st, number 3. The A-plus list superhero doesn't have a new girlfriend. They keep trying to put him with women they want to see him with rather than the type of women he likes. And that's Chris Evans. Although, as the blind, there was a blind today where he and Yaiza Gonzalez or whatever been hooking up from time to time. July 22nd, number 1. I told you the retired A-list athlete didn't have the cash to complete the deal right now. I was right. Again, the deal was reworked so the athlete will pay more, but he gets years to raise the necessary cash to complete his purchase. And that's Alex Rodriguez and the Minnesota Timberwolves. July 22nd, number 6. This former network reality star who did network reality a couple of times, actually way more than a couple, grifted the hell out of her actor ex until death seemed preferable. She's now grifting from the general population under cover of religion, and that's Omarosa. You know, how she treated Michael Clark Duncan, I will not forgive. July 22nd, number 11. And this is one of the ones that I'm going to come back to. I'm going to give you the blind. I can't find the person. And I'll read it and I'll explain. This is kind of old Hollywood because it did happen back in the 1940s. That being said, it involved someone who died not all that long ago, Scotty Bowers, and took the secret to his grave. It also involves yet another person, Kenneth Anger, who is very much alive, very much a Hollywood presence in all matter of gossip and debauchery. Plus, he made a lot of films. This is about one of those films, Fireworks. Even though this man is known for his stories, he's not allowed to share it. He sold the rights to it for all time. He sold it to Larry Flint. Now that Larry's dead, what will become of the story? There was a movie made nearly 80 years ago, and it starred our actor slash author. The movie was so scandalous, it ended up in the Supreme Court in California. The story that has been sold is about one of the men in the movie with all of these gay themes. Larry Flint didn't want anyone to know a certain man was in the movie and paid a great deal of money to keep it quiet. More than once, the man tried to become an A++ lister, President of the United States. The question is whether he succeeded. The popular answer was Gerald Ford. It was not Gerald Ford. But I can't remember if it's one of two people, and I'm still digging, and I promise I'll give you the answer. It's a big name. For some reason, one's sticking in my head, and I can't find it. So, I'm still looking. July 23rd, number 5. A little over a decade ago, this former child star, Drake Bell, who was a serial child sex offender, dated this YouTuber slash reality star, Stevie Ryan. He abused her physically and emotionally. She was never the same. The abuse she suffered was the beginning of a long downward spiral in her life, and she committed suicide a few years ago. July 23rd, number 8. The celebrity cult is risking the ire of the former A++ lister as they want to see the leader of the state move forward next time around. And that's Scientology and Donald Trump, and they want Ron DeSantis. Because he does a lot for them in Florida. July 23rd, number 9. The owner of this foreign-based music video channel slept with her favorite foreign-born B-plus lister and paid for the video where she is in a red swimsuit. He loves her, which is why her video plays every 15 minutes like clockwork on this channel. And it's Eric Boyko and Stingray Music and Rita Ora, You For Me. Good God, it's on there all the time. July 24th, number 5. With the birthday of this permanent A-list musical legend, George Clinton, who, to be fair, did cheat a lot of the artists he employed, I am reminded of this story from a movie he filmed, PCU. The star of the movie is this A-list dual threat actor, Jeremy Piven, who has been disgraced. It also stars an almost unrecognizable A-list actor slash director, Jon Favreau, who will make an appearance later. Anyway, the star of the movie complained about the attention being paid to the musical legend and said, "What has this guy done?" That was his complaint. Crazy. July 25th, number two. The professional mistress was fired from her spokesperson job because she was revealing information about other people on a website seeking arrangements she was told about by a company official who wanted to sleep with her. And that's Rachel Uchito. July 27th, number one. Depression was a serious problem for the A-minus list journalist. It was not a secret. He freely admitted it. After being exposed by the major hit piece, the depression quickly got much worse. Right now, a wealthy friend of the journalist is footing the bill for a lengthy inpatient stay, which doesn't allow the internet. And that's Yashar Ali. And I reached out to him again. Again, I'd really love for him to come on the podcast and explain it all. I think that that would be a great one. So, July 28th. Because a lot of people guessed this wrong, so it threw me a bit. This A-/B+ list comic actor likes to pretend he's still close to his longtime A-list partner, but they had a falling out years ago and keep things completely professional. I made it comic. And because one of them is an actor, really, but I think it confused everybody, and they all wanted to say, well, it's Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele, who I think that they are friendlier than most, but this is about Penn and Teller, actually, so they do a very good job of faking. July 28th, number six. Speaking of love them or hate them, A-list celebrities, this little nugget takes the cake. It's a chef's kiss. And any other cliche that comes to mind. The illiterate one takes 15% of all earnings of her husband as his manager. He is not similarly compensated. And that's Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. July 28th, number seven. The foreign-born illiterate actress slash singer says her recent weight gain is because she gave up cocaine. And that is a Camila Cabello. July 29th, number four. A little warning shot from the powers that be to the Disney actress slash teenage A-plus list singer. They are showing her how bad publicity can damage her in a second. She needs to keep following orders. And that's Olivia Rodrigo. Where they, all of a sudden, there's all these videos that resurface that didn't exist, and now they do, and they show her in a bad light, so you need to cooperate. July 29th, number 11. If you're a journalist or public figure and own a car from this company, they have every bit of information from you and who your contacts are and who you've been emailing, and they're not using it for consumer purposes. And that is Tesla. And I think the last one is July 30th, number 12. Let's see. And I really thought that there was another Jon Favreau one here about diet. And anyway, I'll find it. Because I know I went over it. So this was a bad Olympic behavior. It was the 4 for Friday. So this foreign-born gold medal gymnastics winner later became a mayor in his home country. He was married when a video showed up on porn sites with him engaging in sex with multiple women, two of whom he referred to as a daughter. And this is Zsolt Boráky, who was the mayor of Győr, Hungary. And, yeah. Then there's this foreign-born A-plus-list gymnast had a poor performance prior to a competition and was raped by her coaches. She then won gold the next day. And that's Svetlana Korkina. This former A-plus-list Olympic athlete always says she's a virgin, but she was known as the queen of oral sex in multiple games. And that is Lolo Jones. Okay, you guys, that is it for July. And like I said, there will be one of these for every single month. And I will talk to you later.